Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Marvin's Ray, the late, great Marvin Gaye, bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, celebrating 16 years as a member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member. Pete's Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Right, Pete? Tell us about it.
Absolutely. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded in 1969 to work for lower taxes, limited government, accountability for public officials, and economic freedom.
And my microphone has been their microphone since the beginning of my show. And I'm glad to be able to tell the world about you guys. Pete, you guys do good work. And folks, I encourage you to go to NTU.org, find out what they're doing, support the work that they do. I promise you, you'll sleep better at night. Pete, what's the future of the budget? You know, I'm not a Tea Party member, but with the current state of our financial condition in America, who could be against anybody who just simply wants to cut government spending? How could anybody be against that?
It seems pretty far-fetched, but there are lawmakers who think just that way. Now, Democrats in the House, for example, are pulling back on their spending increase agendas. According to our study, they are proposing to spend $100 billion less in this Congress than they did in the last. But they would still increase the federal budget by almost $400 billion.
Wow.
So they're pulling back, but they're still on the wrong
side. Their balance sheet's still upside down, isn't it?
That's right. And the Tea Party caucus, the lawmakers who tend to agree with the Tea Party's aims, they as a body sponsored on average $127 billion worth of spending cuts. That's a great start. But again, in a federal budget this large, it's still only
a couple of percentage. That's lunch money.
Yeah, we have to do better. And here we have members of Congress, and they might very well try this when they come back in September, saying, we can't abide by the caps on federal spending we enacted in the year 2011. They've suspended them already, and
really?
They were working great for 2 years, but then they said, we can't do it anymore, we're going to suspend them for 2 years.
Why did they have to suspend them?
Because lawmakers think they don't have enough money to give out to special interests who can get them reelected. I mean, this was the thing. Those caps had finally lowered a portion of the federal budget.
They were working
in a row. Yeah, they were working. And sequestration did not turn out to
be... Sequestration worked.
That's right. It did not turn out to be a horror story. And yet, members of Congress are saying, we can't live with this law. We're going to have to figure out another way to lift the caps, and they're going to say, well, we're going to find a way to make the savings in the caps happen, but we're going to stretch it out for 8 or 10 years. Well, that's just 8 or 10 years in Washington is condemning it to oblivion.
That's right.
Forget it.
We've got to install the sunset regime on spending.
Yes.
We already have a healthy sunset regime when it comes to tax cuts. Any tax cut, is given a date, and it expires at this date. Spending cuts have got to be the same way.
Yeah,
spending
That's
programs
right.
have got to be the same way.
That's right. There has to be a timetable, and
including regulations, Pete.
That's right, because what they do is they fail to review them periodically. And, you know, we talk about the executive branch overreaching. The legislative branch has its own problems. There are programs that have not been authorized, in other words, gone through a process of evaluation for years, if not decades. And Congress
is failing. Hey, Pete, we still got World War II subsidies out there.
Yes, we
subsidies do. That were put in place in World War II, they're still out there.
Yes, absolutely. And this is, you know, it took until 1996 to begin privatizing the National Helium Reserve,
right,
which was created in the Depression.
Right.
Even that's been botched.
Absolutely. Well, look at, I mean, there's just so many things. There's too many to add. You know, I'm going to come back to what I said to you off the air, Pete. Hashtag without any sense of shame. Hashtag God help us. I mean, that's kind of the way I'm thinking these days in terms of hashtags. It's pretty bad. Hey, Pete, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
And
take
keep
care.
Up the good work. Ladies and gentlemen, he's cloaked in armor. He has his weapons. He's working hard for you and me at National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Check out all the things that they do there. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.